Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
It's on, it's begun.
Right, let me just turn my... ringer off my phone, because I treat the listeners with respect, John.
You do. You know, having that pizza 20 minutes before we started the show tonight was highly respectful.
Oh, sorry. I muted you, Mike, by accident.
That's muted.
Not a good start. Can you unmute yourself, Mike?
Hello?
Mike?
Am I unmuted now?
Sorry about that, Mike.
Honestly, is it working? God, the production levels on this are fucking shocking. I got producer Reese, and the key is the name producer at the beginning of it. Saying to me, Mike, unmute yourself, please. Can you unmute yourself, please? What? Can you not unmute me? You can't unmute me, can you?
I can mute you, but I can't. Only you can unmute you. Okay. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
But it's probably just really good reason.
Well, that's wasted. I was telling the listeners how much I respect them, and then they couldn't even hear what I was saying.
Yeah, I had to mute you. We don't like that attitude.
God.
I got some.
Why is he still here, John?
Sorry, I was just going to say I got some forbidden audio to play.
None of us turned up last time, but you don't turn up much,
no.
And then you just come in with this, you know, this, whatever it is, you know.
Well, I thought it might be a good conversation starter, so we have slightly different shit in a new order.
Right, okay.
Well, I'm up for that.
I tell you what, let's do an intro. Let's do an intro.
Right.
I don't know, ITV Wales 1990, it's late night TV, you know.
I know, I'll do Thames. I'll do Thames as a tip of the hat to Dennis Waterman, who sadly passed away last week.
He did, yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. And now on ITV, The Demon Seed.
Now, sit back, relax, and wind down with a hot drink as Reese from Demon Seed tells us all about cameras.
It's just an audio clip of a camera they found, they found in the Paris catacombs of someone who was...
Well, do that at the end of the show.
Hang on a minute.
Paranormal show.
Sorry, you want me to just play it first?
No, because this has just turned into when a six-year-old comes up to you with a picture and goes, it's the Paris catacombs, and there's a camera. let's try. Mike, if you do the music again in the intro...
Right, but I think we should do the catacomb at the end of the program and try and treat the listeners with respect. Treat the listeners with respect.
So what do we talk about for the rest of the fucking program?
We'll talk about the Paris catacombs thing, but we won't listen to it till the end. That'll be the big reveal at the end.
Brilliant.
Okay, so now sit back and relax.
Let me do the Thames thing.
Okay, go on.
Bow, 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 bow.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy a hot drink whilst Reese Waters tells us all about the Paris catacombs. And then I know, hang on a minute. If we do that, but then Reese, can you do sort of synthesizing music to bring in the opening titles with your mouth?
I'll do some wah wah pedal with my mouth.
What about rather than wah wah, what about some, you know, that sort of like those programs that are upsetting?
What? Who?
It's like upsetting synth music. It's, you know, sinister. You know? Because this is late night. This would be 10 o'clock at night on a Thursday. That's fine. That's a program that already exists. That's a program. Hang on. Hang on. So let's go back. And then I'll do the synth music as well. And then Reese can... Okay. So you go on.
Sorry, I'm moving.
Remembering stuff. Lila Sinclair.
Darn it. My store's got the two of them mixed up.
Mark Thatcher getting lost in a sports car in a desert.
managed to find his way to the cooler out right there afterwards.
Dennis Thatcher.
Like the drink.
Now sit back and relax with a hot cup of tea as Reese Waters takes us on a journey into the Paris catacombs with a story about spooky cameras.
Do you think you are kidding, Mr. Catacombs?
Fucking
you think only England's
you're done. A fucking pal. Don't you do something different? Is he not laughing?
You dirty old man.
Oh, my
you
God.
Really are disgusting.
I was trying to palm me off with a fucking camera. The fucking Paris catacombs and everything. You fucking horrible pun. Oh, well. Anyone in the danger of Paris, Adam? I ended up getting caught and lost my camera. I've ended up on HTV in the late 90s.
Oh, God.
Oh, my name's Davis.
Ground floor, perfumery, stationery, and leather goods. Which haberdashery. Kitchen went going up. Ba 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 ba. Ba ba ba. Do you know what I've got? Because I got me in the low chair, right?
Yeah.
Hang on. I got some of my heat off. It's getting a bit warmer, you know?
Yeah, I'm warming up. I've got a wool jumper on.
I've got such a lack of respect for the people who listen to this hashtag, respect the listeners.
Yeah.
I've got an old golf club, so I can sit in the chair and ring the bell with a golf club.
Fucking hell. Oh, God.
Sorry, can Reese please finish his catacomb story?
Right, let's start. Do the intro.
Boom, 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 boom. Ring, ding, 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 ding. Dink 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 ding ding
ding. I can't believe it's so fucking hot. It's the warmest summer I've ever seen in my life. Oh, put your job back out, Adult. I booked us 2 tickets for an holiday to Paris, Adult. Who booked us 2 fucking tickets to Paris? We're gonna fucking say some stuff under this fucking weather, you fucking belly. Oh, don't worry, Adult. Look, I've got this video camera. I thought we could film a bit of the Paris catacombs. And we was down. Paris catacombs? Oh, fucking are you talking about, you dirty pal? I need to see the Paris catacombs. I just need to see you bend over the bath, you horrible cunt. Oh, Adam. Don't go get me a ring piece like that, Adam. You know I have problems cleaning the clag out the inside. Cleaning the clag out? Jesus Christ, I saw fucking two number plates. It was like his jaws while they cut the fucking shark open. Remembering stuff.
Thank you, there. Here we go.
That's 3D. Michael Caine.
Hey, you know who else lives in Paris?
Who?
This video camera, but I am too old and feeble to take it into the catacombs and film the
scary. You stupid woman.
Bring it.
Reese. Sorry, Reese.
Right. Reese, what do you want to do?
Producer Reese.
What's this thing? What is it?
Well, it was just the Paris catacombs.
Right, yeah.
Six million dead bodies under a big city.
Yeah.
Six million people dead. No way.
Six million bodies
buried under there.
No, because it used to be like cemeteries and they dug up stuff and made a big hole in the ground.
They dug all the cemeteries up and shoved them underground. Yeah. And a man went in there on his own with a camera filming it.
Right.
Gets scared.
Yeah.
Runs around, a lot of heavy breathing. And then
true story about the Paris Catholic, about the Paris Underground, of course.
Yeah,
that is true.
Is the sewer system replicates the street system above?
So you can actually
take a tour of the Paris sewers, and there'll be signposted with the various streets that you're running underneath.
Look at
almost that. Like a gondola. You take a gondola through the Paris sewers. That's a true story.
Let's intro this. Let's do it again then, and let's try and get this going. Okay, do
bow, 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 bow.
Now sit back, relax, and enjoy a hot drink as Reese Waters takes us on a dirnip. Oh, I said it wrong.
A dirnip.
Do it again.
Are we really just going to keep to the Thames theme tune for these fucking idiots?
It's slightly different shit. Play.
Bow, 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 down, bow, down, bow.
Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Now, sit back, relax. Stop it. Hang on. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy a hot drink as Reese Waters... Oh.
That's right, you got it. You're smashing it.
Okay. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy a hot drink as Reese Waters takes us on a journey into the haunted Paris catacombs.
So, yeah.
Do the voiceover, Reese, at the start of the show.
Man in the 90s, a man with a Hi8 video camera, went for a walk in the Paris catacombs. He got lost, and somebody found the camera. Nobody knows what happened to him.
Like this. He got lost, and somebody found the camera.
That's it, really. And then before, this man's
shit story.
In Paris,
it is shit.
It is shit. But what we'll do, we'll spin that up to the end of the show now.
Before, before he was in Paris, he was on holiday.
But I knew a mate. Well, went to Paris, and he fucking lost his camera, mate, and that is true.
Serious, because in the '90s, you didn't have camera phones then. Look, what they actually had was fucking. They never had camera phones before.
They never had no phones. They never had no
camera. They never had fucking camera.
We went on a fucking school trip down at Kim, didn't we? Yeah. Did all the fucking Seine, we did all the fucking Louvre, and all that fucking Eiffel Tower, but only the first bit, because it's fucking free, like, we didn't pay to go up and left, did we? Tell him, Mel. Tell him.
I fucking tell him now, well.
Tell him, Kim, tell him.
We got a coach to fucking Cherbourg for 12 hours, right? No fucking toilet in the back, fucking age. You have to piss in a bag, and you try doing that when your fucking sister's looking at you all the way for the fucking journey.
Fucking stinking when I couldn't even fucking force a little bit of pee out of it. I was too embarrassed, like.
Fucking guest to La Rochelle, and we fucking realised we fucking. Smoking your fucking power. So I'm fucking older than him.
Turn him back.
Turn him, man. Of course, we get to Paris and they're all fucking covered in Givenchy and all their fucking perfumes. I'm just thinking, fucking piss, aren't I? Can't even get a fucking McDonald's, can I? Fucking tell him, man. You fucking trying to get a fucking McDonald's, can you fucking get one? I said, fucking man, why can't I get a fucking cheeseburger?
Hey, the fucking baguette, it was fucking lovely, man. I never had a baguette before. And I had two baguettes in 2 days. They were lovely. Brie was like a chopped cheese. And I had fucking another cheese. One was hard and I can't remember the name. And it was lovely.
I had some fucking breakfast. You won't fucking believe it. They don't just have fucking pastries and coffee. They has a fucking serious now. They have They have a fucking bowl of fucking chocolate milk, mate. And then you have all the fucking pastries and fucking coffee. I'm fucking telling you, I was fucking rocking. Because I'm there thinking, where's the fucking Cocoa Pops to? Of course, they said, who are the fucking Cocoa Pops, bro? It ain't Cocoa Pop milk. That's how we fucking are there fucking
rocking. It's a fucking bowl. It's called a fucking bowl. And they have it for fucking breakfast. Like, I lived with a fucking French girl, like, and she fucking dunked her fucking croissants in the morning, like. I was having fucking proper food, like, you know what I mean? I was having fucking... toast, fucking shreddy and all that.
Some chips.
All I like. And she's fucking dipping a fucking croissant in a fucking bowl, like, and that's not even my fucking meal.
I heard they don't even wipe with paper. They just run their hand up the fucking middle of the fucking gap and rubs it on a fucking wall.
The thing about our French cousins, of course, is that they have a very different attitude towards the toilet in general, John.
Well, sanitary conditions are filthy.
Oh, filthy is an understatement of the century, John. our French cousins, they see defecation and urination very much as part of the circle of life, if you will, and not something to be sneezed at or to turn one's nose up at. Very much something to embrace. You know, they embrace it, John. You can walk down the streets of any decent sized French town, conurbation, La Rochelle, for instance, or Cherbourg, or quite Strasbourg or Pau down near the borders, and very frequently you'll see a French chap or a young lady shitting or pissing in the middle of the street, in the middle of the day. I mean, it's very much de rigueur, as it were.
It's not uncommon for a Frenchman to get a Tesco's carrier bag with his legs through the handle and just walk around the streets with it hanging off the back of him. And in 2 or 3 days' time, completely full. And then, of course, they just turn off the top and fling it into a bush. And it's
Jerry the Punk.
Alpha Fowler, break down at Christmas.
Thank you, there they are. Here we go.
Ring the bell. Remembering stuff.
Gotta get the golf club. Hang on a minute.
Help me.
I can reach.
Can't remember anything else. Trying to think of something.
Reese.
What's the thing you're talking about?
Reese.
Yeah?
What's the thing?
What's happening? What's the thing?
I was going to play you the clip of the man's camera that they found in a puddle.
Right. Okay, so we've got to intro this properly then. So Mike, if you do let's hang on a minute. If Mike does the intro music, I'll do the intro bit, then the synth music, and then Reese, you do the voiceover at the beginning of the documentary. But do it better this time then. He went on all day and he fucking lost his camera. Okay. I'll just do the whole thing like that. So if you do the theme tune, go on.
Bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow. What is? Next up, it's a program about France where they got a thing called a cattle coup. And in this week's episode, run by Reese Waters, who's off a fucking risker, we're going to look at a man. Well, went there with a camera, but incidentally lost it and done a lot of heavy breathing on the way. So sit back and enjoy this, you cunt.
That's my camera.
What is it? What even is this? What even is it?
Can I just play the clip? Is that easier?
It's up to you. Yeah, go on.
Go on. There's something to do.
Hang on. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. That's the blue one.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Priest, it's not good enough.
Hang on.
It's not good. No, don't hang on. Don't play it.
I Feel Fantastic. Do you know that one?
What's that?
The weird android from the 90s.
Oh, let's play that. Yeah, play that instead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Fuck you. So, it's three men, right? And they're in three different parts of the world. And what they do...
This is the death of entertainment we're listening to live.
This is really what it is.
Not even live, it's recorded.
Go on YouTube and search I Feel Fantastic and look how weird it is.
So,
Google the death of entertainment and see if this fucking comes up.
What is it you listen to, Gary? Well, what it is, it's called a podcast and there's loads of them, but the one I listen to is it's three men. Remembering stuff.
Dr. Leg.
It's all coming back.
Yeah, Jacko.
Bernie Winters. Snorbits.
No, John. You can't go criticising a podcast on a podcast.
Quacking toast, Gromit. Bernie Winters, according to my grand
someone kidnapped his dog and they tied it to a train track and a train cut it in half.
Schnorbits.
Yeah, so we had to get another one and they never told anyone about it, which now reminds me of the time I heard that Terry Nutkins had a pet seal and they did a special where he returned it back to nature. But the reality was, in that episode, when they filmed it being set free, previously it had been so excited to be travelling with him to the studio because it used to go with him everywhere that it was in the back of the car and he had the window down. It was on the M4 and it jumped out and got smashed up by a truck. They didn't want to upset the kids. They got another one in and they just filmed a special of him letting it go back to the sea.
Gemini,
but the real one
Gemini, Gemini, Gemini.
Gemini,
bloke fucking wanking over a seal.
And now I can remember Terry Nutkin's fingers looking at them as a kid and being terrified of him. And now I thought he was in status quo till I was about 11 and realised he had nothing to do with them.
What about this?
What?
You're in the army now. My status quo. I'm just thinking of that now.
A vacation in a foreign land. Uncle Sam does the best he can here in the army now. Back in hell, I'm in the army. Now,
fucking hungry.
Nothing to do all day but get fucking shot. I'm in the army now. Fucking hell, I'm in the army
now. Now, and grenades to flying over your head. Missiles flying overhead. You'd be in the army now. Stand up and fight. In the army now.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
He's gone full
if
fucking
you think old status quo, they are the boys who will stop your little game. They are the boys that will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think Francis Rossi's done, Rick Parfitt goes off to town on the A21. By 5:30, he's coming home and he's rubbing things up his bum. Oh,
you must. I don't know if you know this, but one of the great followers of this podcast, known as Polaris on Twitter, lovely man,
Polar Leaks.
Send videos sometimes of the cat that breaks into his house, and I thoroughly enjoy them because I love a good cat. But he knows the story. He did tell. Zeng, what are they called? The status quo on tour in the 70s.
They used to all sit around in a room and then they'd get a sheet and hang it up, and then they had a film projector, but they didn't watch Star Wars and stuff like that. They used to all get an individual towel and then watch a sexy film and release their seed onto the floor in front of each other. And it's in documentaries and they speak openly about it. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of band is that?
Just after this, John joined a band.
I just had a good idea. What if we do this as a live
here,
show?
Here, lads. Here, boys.
Here, boys.
I've had a rock crack of an idea. Let's join a band.
All right, I'll play guitar, you do drums, Alan can do vocals, Rob, you do keyboards. Nige, why have you got them towels in a film projector? Nothing, we just need that for after the show. What do you mean? Nothing, just get on with practicing, would you, lads? It's all coming out on the floor. Quick, clean it up. The support acts on in 5 minutes.
Young man.
We've only got 5 minutes before we go on stage and haven't had my tongue yet. Oh, you fucking is you. The sponsor wants for afterwards with status quo. That was for afterwards with status quo. You've used all them bucky films up and you've covered their channels and your own gunk, you fucking is you. Ian Adult, I thought you'd set them specially.
You just say your own gunk.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking ruined it. Like I was cussing, like I was backstage and free drink. And you went into the special room and used this special film up. Covered their channels in gunk. What are we going to tell them? They're on stage in 5 minutes.
Edel, maybe we can clean it up. Look, suck some of it off. It'll be all right.
I'm not putting that in my mouth. I'll fucking tell you. I'm not touching that. Oh, my God.
Adam, we've got to do something other than on stage in 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Look, and here comes the tour manager. All right, boys,
You've been looking at status quo mucky films. What's this? Somebody's, this towel's soaking. That smells like you're going to step to your... No!
I promise it came out by accident. I can't control myself. I didn't try to play on the video recorder. I promise. Please, no, no.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm getting out of here. You
fuck. No, no, no.
Cracking toast, promise.
It's just the same. We tried to do it different. It's just the same.
I got a new clip.
Oh yeah, play a clip, producer Rich.
I just gotta say before you do the clip, what it's like. It's like three lads on a school trip, and one of them's just dozing off to sleep in the sleeping bag, and then he comes up with something, and that was like Reese. Just we thought he'd been asleep for 40 minutes.
It's Terry Nutkins, a documentary about Terry Nutkins. Gemini is sealed.
Yeah, I'm playing Gemini.
Go on then.
Very few people. Gemini lives with me in a big white house right beside the sea. It was early morning on a very important day for Gemini. Protected by a thick layer of fat, Gemini had recently invented a new way of getting downstairs. And not really very ladylike.
Well, she's not a lady, to be fair to her.
It's a fucking seal.
Not very ladylike. I thought she flapped around underwater for a while and let some raw fish. Not very ladylike.
Well,
your
breakfast finished.
Nutkins. Who in the history of all this podcast shit, all these stupid people talking crap, who's mentioned fucking Terry Nutkins on a fucking podcast
stage before? Being carried everywhere by now.
Stop fucking around, Reese, and play Gemini.
Anyway, did you have a nice breakfast?
Have you got the song? That'll fill up 3.5 minutes.
I haven't got it, but if you search Terry Nutkins Gemini, there's loads of footage of him kissing each other on the floor on the grass.
Oh, they're big teeth. I think he did fancy Gemini.
No excuse now for not...
Yeah, I think he might have.
What's it called? Gemini?
Yeah. I'm going to have a look now.
I've just typed Terry Nutkins smash hit song.
There we go, I got it. Mother, of course. Ready? Here we go.
Go on.
Hang on, what I'll do is I'll take Gemini out of the pool and go and listen to you.
Hello, Douglas. Hello, Johnny. You're here with the boys of the Bristol School Senior Orchestra again.
Yes, and the girls as well.
Yeah. And it's nice to see them all, isn't it? Through Hannah Choir. Now, this business of Gemini, people do pronounce it different
What's
ways,
going
don't
on?
They? They
says, yeah, where's the song? The man in a purple velvet jacket who's conducting the orchestra.
Three men.
Johnny Morris.
Three men. One of them's watching YouTube.
He's just basically wanking off a seal on his lap in a roll neck sweater. Here we go.
I've fallen in love with a mermaid. Her eyes are warm and dark. If only she'd come to sing to me. But all she does is bark.
Oh, my God.
Remembering stuff. It's remembering
stuff.
Actually,
erotic, this video.
Jesus Christ, what happened?
How much do you know about Cadbury's?
You mean the chocolate, Jerry?
I know they've just come up with something rather interesting. They've got like this new bar, which is made from Cadbury's milk chocolate. It tastes completely different.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
Huh?
I mean, chocolate, isn't it?
I'll see what you think. They've given it this new texture that sort of melts in the mouth.
Absolutely extraordinary. Tell me. Do Cadbury's intend to sell this to the public at large?
I imagine so. Why?
Oh, far too good for them.
Cadbury's new milk chocolate whisper. Bite it and believe it.
You know what I'm thinking of now? Clive Dunn. Grandad. That fucking song. Rolling down the street. Oh, me fucking
who's there walking
brain.
Down the street? Bare legs and gigantic feet. Happy small, now ain't that sweet? It's Grandad. Charlie Quick, If you got a song, we'll conduct the sing-along. Playing the piano in the strangest manner. The words are right, but the tune's all wrong.
Fuck me.
I don't know what you're on about.
Reese, what's that thing? What's that thing about Paris Catacombs?
I'm going to play the clip.
You've got to watch that fucking clip, man. Gemini Gemini. He's just loving it. He's like romping through the countryside, necking a fucking sea lion and a pair of weird wellies.
Three men.
The documentary's pretty weird. They both sleep upstairs together.
Three men, different parts of the world.
He's sticking his dick in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Three men.
Obviously, that would be slanderous if he was alive, which thankfully he's not.
Yeah.
One of them watches YouTube and explains it to the other two. Mm. Go on.
So I'm just drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Let's do the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, let's do the intro.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was doing the one for
Magnum.
CJ Hooker or Magnum, yeah.
Magnum V.I.
Now listen to me, Thomas. Hang on. So here we go. Bow, 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 bow.
Stop doing that all the time.
Do you do intro, John?
No, worries. Sit back and relax as we watch his Reese Waters talking about the catacombs in Paris when he recently found a camera what belonged to a man who disappeared but left loads of heavy breathing on the tape.
It's very bizarre. These arrows point in a direction. Occasionally also, he stops to photograph roomfuls of bones, which means that he's very, very deep inside the catacombs. So basically, he's filming what he's seeing very deep inside the catacombs, other than the point of view shots or pictures of human bones. Catacombs for centuries. So he's talking about these paintings that may be able to retrace an itinerary to some extent.
Arthur Loading. Arthur Askey.
We hear his breathing get louder and louder.
Busy,
something was scaring him. He's frightened. Occasionally he stops, perhaps, to
penetrate
around among all the many different corridors. He's running faster and faster and faster, deeper and deeper into the catacombs. And all of a sudden,
I'd like to be
breathing gets louder and louder. As though something was scaring him. He's frightened. Occasionally he stops, perhaps, to try to decide which way to run among all the many different corridors. He's running faster and faster and faster,
Michael
deeper
Burke
and deeper into the catacombs. And all of a sudden,
emergency 999. Each week, tuning in, and Michael would tell him a story about a family who were burned to death in their beds.
The family were tragically burned in their beds.
Remembering stuff. Now I'm going to remember Frank Both again for about the 15th time since we've been doing these podcasts.
Over now to John Peel.
Undeniably, the Paris Catacombs are probably not the best place to record, but they do come up with some great videotapes, which I discovered on a trip recently and found a man heavily breathing after losing his tape. Remembering stuff. Susie and the Banshees. Modest Wager and the Miners. Stutter Rap. Comedy record did quite well.
I remember that. Oh, fucking hell. They were the days.
Next up, Star Turn on 45 with Pump Up the Bitter. One of my...
remember that. Oh, my God. There was some shit made in the 80s. Fair play.
Well, that was Jive Bunny, and next up we'll be playing Star Trek on 45 with Pump Up the Bitter, and later on, of course, the sound of Captain Beaky with one of his latest hits.
But number one this week, Klingons on the Starboard Bow by some of the cunts.
In the immortal words of Joe Dolce, "What's the matter, you? Shut up your face." One of my favourite songs, I must say, available on 12-inch now if you are still alive in the 80s.
Remember
remembering stuff.
Now time for Star Trekking. Thank you. There they are. Here we go.
Remember.
It's fucking life, Jim, but not he know it. Not he know it. Not he know it.
It's like Italian melon, Italian melon, Italian melon, Italian melon, Italian melon, Italian melon, Italian melon. There's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room, the fucking room. There's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room. We done a song, didn't we, Melon? Remember that? Remember when we done a song? It was based on a novelty song from the 80s, weren't it? Remember, Melon? Fucking, instead of Klingons on the starboard bow, we changed the words, Melon, didn't we? We said there's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room, the fucking room. There's melon in the fucking room, that's fucking melon. And we sang it over and over, and we was in fucking telling where we were, Faravaki, on holiday, weren't we? And we was in the fucking bar. And Melon, she was fucking telling Melon, she got on the fucking pool table. And all the fucking music stopped. Everyone, didn't they, Melon? Everyone stopped and looked at her. And she fucking said, I'm going to do fucking song. And she said, you fucking done it. We got free sangria for a week after that. Didn't we, Mel? Free sangria for a whole week. And now I fingered myself and they all filmed it and put it on YouTube. There's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room, the fucking room. There's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room. It's melon. There's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room, the fucking room. There's melon in the fucking room, the fucking room. It's melon. We done a song. After that, we thought to do Joy Bunny. We couldn't think of nothing of rhyme for Joy Bunny, so we just went, come on, melon.
Remembering stuff. Buddy Holly, Plane Crash, the Big Bopper, all the classics. Richie Valens. They found out. They dug him up 30 years later to see how they died because they had rumours that they shot themselves on the way down. And the Big Bopper's most recent living relative was there when they dug him up. And when they dug him up, they hadn't shot themselves, but they discovered he'd broken every bone in his body because he'd been in a plane crash, the fucking dickheads.
Well, we can definitely confirm he smashed his skull, the neck, both arms, hands completely destroyed.
All the ribs.
Every single rib, virtually dust.
Hand
virtually
bones,
dust.
Feet bones.
The femur.
This, of course, would have caused massive hemorrhaging to all the major organs.
Hemorrhaging massively. And we can definitely see there was no gun.
All the major arteries and blood vessels. And collapsing of both lungs. And
both
and
eyes burst.
The brain.
The teeth smashed into virtually nothing. And it's quite clear no gun was used during the
Of course,
time.
After this, there would have been a terrible inferno caused by the kerosene and the jet aviation fuel. What was left of the three would have been totally incinerated.
Imagine bacon wrapped around some chalk.
If it did issue himself.
We can definitely prove that nobody shot themselves on the way down through the
They all shit themselves, but nobody actually shot themselves.
Okay. What were we supposed to be doing in the Paris catacombs?
Sorry, we should keep disrupting you, mate.
That was it. I played it, but that was it.
Oh, was that it?
We were just whispering.
You whispered over the top. No one will know what happened.
I'll do it again, because I fucked up the first time.
Let's do the intro again.
Oh, shit, I deleted the clip now.
Oh, fuck.
See, it's the internet, mate. You haven't deleted the internet, though, have you?
What's that?
You haven't deleted the internet, though, have you?
Well, not yet, but hang on, let me see if I can find it. Do the intro, I'll find it quick.
Okay, do the intro.
Okay. Boom, 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 boom.
Ready?
So what it is?
I don't do the clip. I've got to do the intro.
Do the intro from Melon. Okay.
Okay. So you do the Thames TV.
Oh yeah. You do the Thames TV. I'll do the intro then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. Wow.
And I name one unit is I'm fucking. Fucking man, yeah. I'm doing a fucking guest intro all week for fucking Thames TV. Was very kind of him. And I can't wait to make the most of the opportunity. Thank you very much indeed, Thames. Here we go. Right, next thing we got up on Thames TV tonight. We've seen the Sweeney. We've seen fucking.
Please find Rashard Taylor. Please find Rashard Taylor. Seen, please find Rashard Taylor. Tell him. Fucking tell him. Please find Rashard Taylor.
We've seen Minder. We've seen professionals. We've seen fucking. Please find Rashard Taylor.
That's a gaffer behind
that. Now, for your deliberation and delectation, we have got fucking young Reese Waters who lives in fucking Canada. We've come all the way over here to play as a fucking documentary about a fucking bloke, right? He's gone to fucking Paris in France.
Yeah,
he's lost his fucking video company. He fucking lost a cunt and then he was saying it was all noises on and all that. Anyway, here he is. It's Reese Waters.
Hey, boys. Here's a clip.
Play a clip.
Play a clip on me.
He's
Reese, is the clip on?
Okay,
is he playing that?
Like.
What's he off?
Which means that he turn it down a bit, up a bit, I mean.
I can't hear it.
So I can't hear fuck all, man.
Very deep inside the catacombs.
It's Ormond.
I can't hear it, Reese. What is it?
What's he saying?
Doing
like an impression, like fucking Mike fucking Yarwood of what he's actually saying.
He sounds like fucking Vincent Price off of the fucking Michael Jackson song, where he done the math. Haunted music.
We hear his breathing. Louder and louder, as though something was scaring him. He's frightened. Occasionally he stops, perhaps to try to decide which way to run among all the many different corridors.
Dusty.
He's running faster and faster and faster.
Oh, every time he tries to, I can't believe it. Every time he tries to fucking play it, it stops, don't it? Fucking unbelievable. I can hear one of them having a drink. It shows how much effort they put into the fucking episode. Because sometimes you just go quiet. And you can hear one of them having a drink. And the other one don't say much anyway. He just gets clicked together. And then it starts up for long periods of time. And then when they think of something, which they've already said before, but they think nobody will notice they're fucking saying it, they say it again. And then the one in the other room just rings the fucking bell. And it goes round and round in a fucking loop like that forever until one of them dies.
Of course, what is interesting about this thing is this style of cinema was, of course, first brought to public attention just after the war in Germany and in Austria. They were the style of a cinema called cyclical cinema, where they would play a particular theme over and over again ad nauseum, which means, of course, until you are sick of it. And a very great proponent of this was Mr. Johnny Weissmuller. Johnny Weissmuller would do is he would swing along on vines, go, swing off on vines, swing back in again, and all times, every single time he did this, he was accompanied, of course, by his pet monkey. And this, the audiences loved this. They knew what to expect, and he would never let them down. He gave them what they wanted. And this, my friend John, this was the genius of Weissmuller.
Weissmuller, that son of a bitch, he stunk like piss and he walked like a fucking chimpanzee. Goddamn, on a hot day, you couldn't stand more than 20 meters from that son of a bitch and he'd stink like piss. I saw him in a pair of white briefs once. The fucking gusset was stained yellow like the fucking face of the sun. That motherfucker. Brown smudges all up the back. The stench of piss coming out of him. How the hell he made it in movies. Thank God no fucker invented smell-o-vision in 1958. That son of a bitch. Scramble egg-like substance coming out the back of me. Need to clean it up. Help me.
Tell me.
Thank you. There they are. Here we go.
Ring a bell. So. Right now, Mike's using a golf club to reach round him to hit a bell.
Any more paranormal shit to do?
What? Yeah, we better do. Yeah.
Yeah, I got UVB 76. Have you heard of that?
No. What's that about?
Mysterious radio station.
UVB 976.
Mysterious radio station. I'm gonna get close to you. Sorry, play it again.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, here's the sound.
Okay.
And nobody knows what it is, and it just plays, and every once in a while, a Russian voice read numbers like this.
Olga, Dmitry, Olga, Nikolai, Olga, Zhenya.
And that's it. Oh,
wow.
Right.
So that's just, that bit's done now then, is it? Or do we
is that
intro?
Is that a mystery? Is that
a mystery?
Nobody knows what it is for.
Do an intro on it, I suppose. I
mean, it'd be quite handy if he was like, I'd done that in Paris or something, or like in a, scrap metal yard, ideally.
Next up on ITV, it's a fucking programme from Reese Waters, who's discovered a mysterious radio station that comes from Russia. In this week's episode, Reese plays a clip, and that's more or less it.
Hang on, boy.
Hang on, boy.
Fucking clip. Olga, Dmitry, Olga.
Perfect.
Boom, 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 boom.
Next up tonight, we hope you're having a good time after watching our episode of Police 9 with Charles Taylor. But we got a bit of a different turn for you now. After we're going to introduce something of a more paranormal bent, as Reese Waters takes us into the journey of mysterious radio signals, what seem to be originating from a land of Russia, which is in the east of Europe. Take it away, Reese. Hiya, boys.
Hiya, boys.
Olga, Dmitry, Olga, Nikolai.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I mean, it's fucking just fucking three.
It is fucking great, though, isn't it?
Three men in different parts of the world. And then they sit there and talk about some things. And then sometimes one of them looks at YouTube and explains it to the others, even though they've got computers in front of them and they could see it as well. Fucking hell.
I'm just trying to help you, Roland.
Imelda Davis, itchy wool, got a load of lost insulation and put it down people's backs, scratched them all up, gave them terrible wounds, made me scared to go to secondary school in case the bigger kids do that to me.
Same stuff. Different order.
Trevor Cleavage. Trevor Cleaver. Ginger hair. I had an alcohol problem. Cleavage. Trevor Cleavage. In one of the episodes, he couldn't stop drinking, and I clearly remember him having a can of Stella on a bus from a plastic bag. Fucking hell, it's come to that much that I'm just talking about very distant memories from my childhood that no one else can relate to. Fuck is this? Fuck.
This is the genius, John. Studying your own childhood and exploring these things, you're opening up the minds of the listener, John. You are connecting with them on a very deep level, John. I've not seen this sort of thing since the 1950s. Then young Johnny Weissmuller, fresh from Hollywood, came to the UK and helped people to expand their minds. He went on a lecture tour, of course, around the various theatres of the United Kingdom and Great Britain and Netherlands. And he would talk sometimes about his own childhood and his memories of living in a jungle as a young man. And by opening his mind, he let a very repressed generation, John, open their mind. You know, and they would listen to John Weissmuller, and they would let the words enter their very consciousness. They would let the words, by some sort of strange osmosis, seem to permeate their entire bodies. And then they would feel, for the first time, free to express themselves, John. And this, John.
Why does it sound like Reese got up and walked out of the room?
Are you boys?
This was the genius of Weissmuller.
Are you boys? Do you know what
Do you want to know where we can get some cans? We've been fucking tolerating us. And it's fucking three of us. Fucking three in the morning. Fucking wreck. Fucking wreck we were. It's fucking no drink for fucking miles. And fucking Walter, he goes, I want a fucking taxi. Of course, he couldn't get a taxi. There's no fucking taxis for miles. So we took his fucking shoes off and we fucking walked for 3.5 hours to a fucking bar. We fucking gas there and fucking Walter walks in. It's a fucking Sunday and they're fucking closed. You know what Walter done? He fucking put his own dick in his mouth and drank his piss. Best holiday I've ever been on in life, mate.
Ah, wonderful Wazza. Great, great man, of course, and sadly missed.
I think when he went, it was the worst possible time. I clearly remember just before he went, he looked towards me, tears in his eyes, and just nothing left. Couldn't walk, could barely move his limbs.
No, shell of a man.
Yeah. Completely broken. After months and months of fighting, I will beat this. It was time to give up, and he really knew that when he looked up at me. And he just said, "I have eyes." And then he went. He just went.
Yes. Very sad, John, but at the same time, very, very happy. You know, so,
very wonderful. Wonderful
young Wazza, but in a better place now, of course. Wazza.
Much better indeed. Very.
And for your part, then you're spared of seeing the suffering, and of seeing him drinking his own piss from his own dick in Spain. So,
in many ways,
it is a one. It's very much a win-win situation, John. Even though at the time it seems obviously painful and hard, but I think it's a far, far better thing that Wazza does now than he's ever done.
It's a great sense of relief. It is an incredible loss, but it is a great sense of relief to know that this great man who once went on holiday, walked for 3.5 miles to get to a bar that was closed, put his own penis in his mouth, sucked his own urine out, has finally passed. For him and the people around him, I think everybody feels much, much, much better about themselves now. And I think,
John, what this makes one realise is that there's a little bit of Wazza in all of us.
Indeed. And let's just hope it's not the piss.
That's something we should carry in our hearts and on our minds. And, next time that this roller coaster we call life, John, this journey, next time it seems like it's too tough for us.
Yeah, indeed.
Maybe it's not worth the struggle. And cast your mind back to young Wazza there.
Of course.
Just pop your penis in your own mouth and suck your own piss and realise that, we are just dust in the wind, John, as Kansas would say. But all we are is dust in the wind.
Of course. And I think that it's a wonderful, wonderful...
Mm-hmm. Oscars.
Marry the punk. Remembering stuff.
Willie the dog.
Jimbo and the jet set.
Jamie and the magic torch.
Sardi swap shop.
Chegg's place pop.
My greed run around.
Stew pop. Crack a jack. I can crush a grape. Oh, remembrance.
Watching a program on the BBC about the history of children's TV and seeing a black and white clip of Bill and Ben, the Flowerpot Men.
Mother the Mule.
Ruddy faced Tom Baker. Broken capillaries around his
Mother
nose.
The Mule finished 20 years before I was born. I'm fucking 50.
Fireball XL5. Now I'm remembering Torchy the battery boy. No cunt's gonna remember that. If anyone remembers Torchy the battery boy, I'll give him 100 quid in cash and I'll fucking meet them to give it to them.
Oh yeah. Great days.
Great days. Great. The glory days.
So producer Reese.
Oh, Reese.
Yeah.
He's gone. Oh, he's there.
Yeah.
Hiya, boys.
Hiya, boys.
Hey, Reese, have you got any fucking more things, scary things like what can fucking shit us up, Mike?
Yeah, something really scary, Reese. You know, like on Halloween, when we all come round your house and you do that scary meal and you put sausages on the plate and then you put blindfolds on us and you say, oh, lads, dead man's fingers, and we all run our hands over it. You know what? Something like that, Reese.
And scary. Like when you stick fucking bleach and water in a super soaker to squirt on a local fucker who can fucking threaten to chuck eggs in your house, like.
Yeah, all the fucking time where he fucking dug up his own dead grandmother and threw a body out the window. in front of a group of 7-year-olds. I've run your cunt, he said.
No paranormal content.
I got the sound of a black hole.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. Yeah, good.
I can do an intro. Yeah.
Do the television.
What channel is it on?
BBC Two in
1983. BBC Two. It was just a graphic, wasn't it?
There was just no, I would just do the research. I do the Thames TV thing again.
I'll do Channel 4.
Okay.
Early days. Bow, 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 bow.
Next up, what it is tonight on Channel 4. After enjoying the words, why not sit back and relax with an episode of Reese Walters' Journey into Black Holes?
Any points?
Three men in different parts of the world. This is the sound of a fucking black hole. But other people listening to it somewhere else in the world. Fucking hell.
That's good, that. Yeah. Fucking hell, that's really good, that is.
Don't forget to tune in next week when Reese will be showing more paranormal content, talking to ghosts, ghoulies, and all things what go bump in the night. Next up is something else on Channel 4.
It'd be American football, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Next up, NFL Super Champions, the Chicago Bears, go up against the 49ers in a clash of the Titans as we go NFL stateside. Ain't you?
You got the job.
Do news at 10.
How did news at 10 go?
What, the music or the fresh in the Euros crashing, the Euros crashing as markets crash. Do the next thing. People are dying in car accidents all over the world. Seatbelts must be enforced. Men in a part of Birmingham today held a protest after long hair was banned by the council.
Bong.
Five or six people gathered outside the Houses of Parliament today to discuss things that haven't been discussed.
Bong.
Massive explosion over New York as a big thing goes bang.
Bong.
Over 42,000 believed to be unemployed after not getting up on Monday. And finally, scientists have discovered the sound of a black hole in outer space this week. All this and more in tonight's episode of the news.
We're nearly at an hour.
Handing over live to our reporter, Reese Walters now. Reese, what exactly is going on in the black hole at the moment?
Hiya, boys.
And I'm Lee. It's fucking Mike here from the weather. How's it going, all right?
Oh, Lee, hiya. Tell him. Lee, it's a big weekend this weekend. Tell him what's happening, son.
Who's Lee?
The weatherman.
Am I Lee?
Lee the weather.
Oh, fucking sorry, I'm Lee, yeah.
Next
up. There's going to be a fucking...
next up on the news, we'll go over to Lee with all the weather for the weekend. What's happening, Lee?
Thank you, Carl. What it is, I mean, having a look at all the maps like, and working all out the fucking pressures and all the fucking barometers and fucking thermometers and fucking anemometers and all the fucking thermometers, right? And I mean, if you go to a fucking scout fair in fucking Simmons Yacht on a weekend, like, it's going to be fucking rainy as fuck.
So take an umbrella or fucking a big or coat or stay in your car or fucking even better, don't fucking go, like. Whereas the funny thing is, in fucking Dundee and all the surrounding areas, like, there's going to be quite dry with a few fucking outbreaks of sunshine in this sunny night. It'd be fucking nice. So not exactly fucking short weather like Carl, but it ain't too fucking bad. Like, you could be stuck in fucking Simmons Yard in your fucking welly, like, you know what I mean?
Thanks for that, Lee. I tell you, I'll be wearing fucking shorts this weekend. And as for my Stevenson screen, as for my Stevenson screen, I'll be in the back of the fucking car and all.
Yeah, fucking funny. I like you when you have a bit of fucking banter on it. Like, you look like you're fucking proper mates. Like, don't
mean, because most of it is all.
I can't fucking stand you because I went to the fucking news job. Like, and you got on your cunt.
I'm better than doing the fucking serious news.
You was in fucking college with a fucking commissioner and he gave you the fucking job and I deserve it. But I love having a laugh with you on fucking telly, like, if I have a laugh with you, I'll get my own fucking program, like, do you know what I mean?
I told you, I can better doing the serious stuff, and you stick to the weather, we're fucking sorted.
You better fucking shut your face, mate, and not tell me what to fucking do, like.
I'm not fucking telling you what to fucking do, I'm saying.
I'm fucking telling you what to fucking do, mate.
If you
just
fucking,
you be fucking sucking off a fucking commissioner, mate. I mean, fuck all to me.
If you play your cards right, you get your own fucking series walking across the countryside, mate. I told you.
I'm gonna get my own fucking cards, mate. This be fuck all to do with you when I get my cards, mate.
I'm happy to do this for a couple of years and fuck off to fucking Somerset and do fucking local TV there, mate. As for you, if you stick to the weather, I told you, you can get your own fucking show on fucking the YouTube or something, can you? You fucking listen, mate. You fucking listen. Anyway, that's the end of the news for this week. Hopefully we'll be tuning in tomorrow for some more hot news from around the world, a bit of fun, and of course, a bit of fucking politics. So tune in to ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-
Help me. Help me. Help me.
I'm gonna stop it.
Please stop it. You're listening to the Demon Seed Podcast. Podcast. Say podcast, John. John, please. Say it for me. John. Yes, John. What are you trying to say, John? Yes. Oh, sweet, sweet John, tell me. What you can't. Come on. Fucking useless brick. What is it? Penis. Papa. Pepper. Poopy. Pandas. Parting of the Red Sea.
Podcast.
Set it off.
Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with this.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.